Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Noon to 3, otherwise known as Chad Hartman Show on WCCO Radio. This is former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty in for the one and only Chad Hartman. But we have a special bonus guest host today as well, former First Lady of Minnesota, Mary Pawlenty joins us.
Oh, that's so sweet. What a nice introduction. I haven't been like former First Lady for 10,000 years, so we can update my bio at some point.
Mary and Tim.
Yeah, there you go. I'm good with that.
Well, we're glad you're listening in on this smoky Friday afternoon in the summer. I know all of us are frustrated about this smoke. We were driving in from Eagan today down 35W, and you could barely... Well, you could make out the Minneapolis skyline, but it was definitely enveloped in a heavy haze of smoke. And these continue not just week after week this summer, but now year after year. And it's disappointing, obviously, because so many of us as Minnesotans want to get out and enjoy the outdoors. And on a day like today, it's a little limiting or unfortunately, especially for people with health conditions, you know, really risky. And so I just don't fully understand why it's going on for this number of years. I know the Canadians are doing what they can, but there's a lot of frustration on the American side about why this is not being addressed more effectively.
I feel like I'm in that category. You know, I just cannot wrap my mind around the fact that in the year 2025, you know, so many steps we've made and progress globally on so many issues and how that can't happen. I'm just in the category of really, are they doing everything they can? It's so sad. I mean, on a beautiful summer day when you want to be outside doing the things you want to do. I mean, I actually have and am challenged with asthma, so I've got to stay inside. It just, it's heartbreaking. So I wish there were more they could do. I just hope they genuinely are doing everything they can do.
And then you have, I think you looked this up in the car on the way in, the amount of carbon that these fires are emitting into the atmosphere in a recent summer. I think it was 2023, according to the article you pulled up. In one summer, in 2023, they emitted more emissions in terms of carbon emissions than the entire very large and very polluting country of India.
On an annual basis.
For the whole year.
For India's on an annual basis. Now, granted, that was 2023, so who knows if that was, you know, that was obviously one of the worst years. But it just goes to show, I mean, how significant the problem is and how to take it seriously. Because I think the other day when you and I went out golfing, we both kind of tried to shut our eyes tight. No, let's just golf anyway. By the end, it's like, I don't know, bad decision.
We had lung issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. In other news of the week, of course, you've heard by now that probably the most famous professional wrestler in modern history, the one and only Hulk Hogan, the Hulkster, passed away at age 71 just a couple of days ago, apparently of heart failure. As a young person and a fan of the then AWA run by Vern Gagne, some of our listeners may be old enough to remember the AWA and professional wrestling back in my view, the heyday of professional wrestling, a simpler format, a simpler production, but a lot of fun. I followed it closely as a young kid. And, of course, I was starry-eyed when Hulk Hogan burst onto the scene, especially when he arrived at the AWA. And what an incredible talent in the wrestling ring. But he had a complicated life outside of the wrestling ring, to put it mildly, like we all do. You you go through life, you develop some incredible joy and have some great experiences and highs, but you also have heartbreak and a lot of lows as well. I found an interview where he reflected on sort of why his fans stuck with him through all of the tumult in his life. And here's just a little bit of what he said.
Your life, your career has kind of been defined by huge, incredible highs and a lot of lows. Why did people stick with you through the highs, the lows, through all these decades?
Because everybody has scars on them. You know, a kid, young boy or young girl, high school, college kid, older adult, came from a family that was divorced, scar. Parents were an alcoholic, scar. Boyfriend broke up with me, scar. DUI, scar. Someone bullied you, scar. There are so many people out there just like me that have scars.
Things you said that you shouldn't.
Right, exactly.
Scar.
They look at me, I didn't call myself a hero. I didn't call myself a role model. My fans did. And I think I'm tangible, they relate to me because I've got so many scars on me, you know, and I'm still standing. Like Stallone said, it's not about how hard you get hit. It's about getting hit, getting back up, and moving forward.
And I think, you know, again, without getting into all the details, his life was, you know, outside of the ring, very complicated and complex. And I think that's just a good summary for all of us, because whether it's one of those things that he mentioned or something else, life just sort of, you know, kicks you in the, well, I shouldn't say kicks you in the
just, this is a family show.
Yeah, it's a family show.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. I want to tell you, I did not know the clip that you were going to play. I have not heard that. I think that is remarkably insightful, thoughtful. There's a lot of wisdom wrapped up in it, and I would never have expected that. I mean, I like Hulk Hogan as a you know, larger than life, fascinating person, and I see him more for the positive joy and not so much for all his shortcomings. But that clip is, there's wisdom in that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. I will say one last little reflection on Hulk. As a fan, I saw him wrestle in the old Metropolitan Met Stadium, up next to the old Twin Stadium in Bloomington, and he wrestled the one and only Jesse Ventura for the then WWF, but it was a predecessor to the WWE World Championship, and it was a heck of a match. And Jesse was in the full regalia. Hulk came out, the crowd was going wild. It was a night I remember as if it was yesterday. It's seared in my memory. It was electric. It was electric.
I missed that.
Yes, you did.
That was my vibe back then. So, it never was my vibe. It just, good for you. I love that for you.
You love that for me. All right. Well, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about a recent executive order that deals with giving law enforcement and other government officials a little more authority to perhaps move along, but more importantly, help homeless people as they try to transition them from off the street into something in a better environment. WCCO, noon to three, filling in for Chad Hartman, Tim and Mary Pawlenty. We're going to be right back after this break.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back on noon to 3 of the Chad Hartman Show. Tim Pawlenty and Mary Pawlenty filling in for Chad. Hope he's enjoying his Friday, doing whatever he is doing. With us today is super producer Dave Harrigan, who is Chad's loyal sidekick through all these shows and makes it all happen.
Don't say loyal. Sidekick, well, yes. Loyal, eh.
Questionable.
Well, I could be bought.
I understand. We were talking a little bit during the break about you've got an iconic summer Minnesota experience coming up starting tomorrow, Dave. Tell us a little about it.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're heading up north, Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Oh, we're going up to the lake there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's something we've done as a family, as an extended family, since I was, probably in middle school is when we first started kind of a family trip, always to a resort, finding a spot to be. We've gone from a couple lakes to a different lake, and then we finally found a spot about 20 years ago that we really like on Cass Lake. And so now it's something that's grown to, it'll be 15 people this year. My family, my parents, my brother's family comes up from Iowa. I've got an aunt with a couple of cousins. Her kids, they're all coming up with, you know, a couple of their little ones in tow.
The big question is, does anybody maybe have too many refreshments and get into a big political argument or slap fight or get into, like, threaten to leg whip an uncle or something
like that?
That's
your family.
Yeah, no, yeah,
we try to keep it very civil. We try to keep it civil. Most of the fighting happens around games at the end of the night when perhaps somebody's had a little too much and they start getting a little bit too rowdy. But yeah, no, yeah. It's usually not an issue.
You gotta love those family get-togethers where the drunk uncle starts some argument over, you know, Trump or Kamala or somebody.
I feel like there's some things you're trying to tell us right now.
I was going to say,
Are you pushing family problems on us? I'm projecting. Uh-huh.
But you did mention fishing and the sort of the challenge with younger children, whether they are like fishing or maybe get bored with it. We found that if you want to engage them and be reasonably assured of catching fish, you got to find a great smallmouth bass spot because, you know, you can catch them as quickly, you know, as possible. And mm-hmm. that's a good way to get kids, I think, oriented towards or excited about fishing.
Would you like to come with us and find a great smallmouth bass stop?
Well, I'm sure somebody on Cass Lake could help you with that.
We could work on that. You know, what we've found in that lake, and it's got everything. There's, you know, walleye and bass and everything there. But, man, they have a ton of perch and those things, too. If you find the right spot and, you know, you get the ones that are basically minnow sized to some that are actually somewhat decent size, but if you find the right spot, you can just drop a line in right off the side of the boat and, you know, the worm's in the water for 20 seconds before another one's on the line. So that helps, but I'm kind of like the kids. If we're not catching after a couple minutes, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
What are we doing here? I'd rather be golfing at this point.
Well, good luck with all that.
Thank you.
And I'm sure CCO will miss you while you're gone, but Chad will plow through somehow.
Yeah, somehow. I don't know. I don't really care, to be honest. However he finishes, I'll find out next Monday.
In other news of the day, President Trump signed an executive order, I think it was yesterday, to authorize or clarify for law enforcement and some other government officials their ability to engage homeless people and perhaps move them along to the point where they can't be in encampments or better yet, and more importantly, try to get them some help. And I think many of our listeners will remember that some time ago, Minnesota and the country had institutions where certain people who are struggling with mental health or sometimes chemical dependency challenges would be institutionalized, sometimes against their will. And they ended up getting warehoused in very big places. And there was a lot of exposés around these individuals and their rights not being respected and not being treated very well. So we went through a phase called deinstitutionalization, where most of those institutions were shut down, including here in our state. And that created sort of a gap between those kinds of services being available and, you know, nowhere for the homeless people especially to go. And while there are services, it requires the homeless individuals or the unhoused individuals, as we now say, to be willing and, you know, able to move or receive those services. And it's difficult for law enforcement and other government officials if they don't have some authority to at least temporarily engage the individual and temporarily bring them to some kind of service, hopefully appropriate and constructive and fair. So I think it's a move in the right direction. The unhoused and homeless situation in America is a sad, sad thing. It's heartbreaking to see individuals there and suffering so mightily without really an ability for government to intervene and, if not force or require, at least strongly nudge or encourage these individuals to get more help and more service.
Well, and it conflates so many issues, though that's part of the challenge, I think, with any individuals who are unhoused. I mean, as I, over the arc of time, have tried my best to learn some of it, you know, there are many folks who are unhoused for reasons that are unrelated to chemical dependency, mental health. And I think, you know, the idea of lumping everyone into this basket, that really what you're pointing out are those who are so challenged that truly it does fall in the mental health, you know, crisis category and what to do about it. And, you know, we have a daughter in San Francisco and have firsthand seen what those challenges can look like. I don't know that there are great answers, but it is particularly sad when someone can't help themselves and you know that the issue is a mental health challenge. Doing nothing feels worse than, you know, staring at the problem and going, well, gosh, we can't do anything. It's like, nothing really? I think we can do something.
Yeah, and I think this executive order tries to get at the point of some, again, I think you're really right. It's not a one-size-fits-all when it comes to people who are unhoused. But for those who are really facing kind of severe mental illness / chemical dependency issues, many government officials thought, well, we don't really have the legal authority to require them to move along or to receive or at least consider services other than, you know, sitting on the sidewalk. So this might be of some help to allow those first responders, if you will, to the unhoused, have some authority without getting into legal trouble over trying to do something for them.
Yeah, it's so difficult to know because I think the challenge is multifaceted. And sometimes that whole notion of, okay, here's the problem, here's the grand fix, it's a bit more going on. So
yeah, well, grand is a good, and it's not really changed much over a long period of time. So trying at least something might be helpful. We are going to talk a little bit after the break about a topic that I think is also an important summer topic in Minnesota, which is the unbelievable abundance of fruits and vegetables we have in our state and available to us in the grocery store. And there's a great sort of story around how there's a movement that's been evident for quite some time about getting more local sources, more locally grown fruits and vegetables. And we got a special guest after the break that will talk about that. But in the meantime, we are going to take that break on noon to 3 WCCO 830. Tim and Mary Plenty, Dave Harrigan, our producer, will be back after this break to talk about Minnesota fruit and produce.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Chad Hartman Show, noon to 3 on WCCO. Guest hosting today, myself, Tim Pawlenty, and Mary Pawlenty is along with me. Of course, we encourage you throughout the show to send a text to the Talk and Text line, which is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. We're going to have a guest in a minute, but we'll try to get to some texts after that. But Mary, I want to share with you one text that came in during the break that I think you'll like. It says, even though Chad is gone and Tim has done radio before, could we call this the Mary Pawlenty Show and really prove that one woman can do the work of two men?
Bless you. I don't know who wrote that in, but you are already my best friend. I love you. That is so sweet.
Wow, careful. We don't know who it is.
Oh, whoever it is, I don't care. That's the nicest thing.
Nice.
That just made my week. Aww. Thank you, whoever sent that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and please send us a text if you like. Again, 651-461-9226. If you send us one, even if it's negative and reasonable, we'll try to read it. But if you send in, garbage, we'll just ignore it. So use your good judgment as you do that. Okay, now another great summer thing in Minnesota. As somebody who worked in a produce department of a grocery store in high school, college, and into law school for 7 years at Applebaum, some of you might remember the Applebaum's grocery chain here in the Twin Cities. Doesn't exist anymore, but I was there for 7 years. I have a particular fondness and respect for well-presented produce departments. When I go through the grocery store to have that produce shelf look fresh, to have it be full, it's almost like a work of art the way it's put together if it's done well. So the reason we're having this guest on is not because of my weird affinity towards produce departments. It's because Minnesotans love fresh fruits and vegetables in the summer.
It's true, and I actually don't think it's weird. I love it. That's one of your endearing qualities. I actually appreciate that.
One of my few endearing qualities.
Oh, I right, do. So I love that. I seriously love that.
We're now joined by the Vice President of Fresh at Lunds & Byerly's. His name is Rod Borden. He joins us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, as all guests are on that hotline when they call into WCCO. Rod, good afternoon. Thanks for joining the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, you are welcome, and we're glad you're here. You and I talked offline the other day by phone, and I learned something about local sourcing. And, of course, I think people who are listening really do appreciate when grocery stores and others make an effort to try to give business to and source from local growers. Can you tell us kind of, I know you're just one grocery chain in the Twin Cities, but can you tell us your approach to trying to help and seek out those local growers?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about a new program that we're working with. And a lot of your listeners are probably familiar with the Good Acre program because they have this wonderful building that's over by the state fair. It's red with a big angled roof. They're actually started by the POLED Foundation. And what they do is they kind of connect local growers that probably don't have the size to deal with a Lunds & Byerly's, and then also don't probably understand some of the parameters that we require to have them come into our stores. So what they do is they help them get all the certifications, the right insurance, to help bring their wonderful produce to us. And they consolidate it and bring it over to our facility, and we're able to sell it in our store. So, like, my wife and I, Joanne, like to go through the farmers markets in the Minneapolis farmers markets, and a lot of these wonderful monk growers don't always have the opportunity to sell to our stores. So we're really excited to work with the Good Acre to bring more of those really unique fruits and vegetables that we can buy locally, along with our normal local produce that we buy here in the Twin Cities.
I love that idea. That is new information to me, and I absolutely love that. That's brilliant. Terrific and good to know. It helps, I think, truly, people are seeking it out. Remind me, I mean, in the produce section, is there signage clarity on locally grown, locally produced? Visually, is make it easy for the consumer to be able to seek that out if that's important to them?
We do. Actually, as you walk through our departments, you'll see Eat Local signs that will always call out what items are we buy locally. And a lot of people don't know this, but we are self-supplied. We have a facility over in Minneapolis where we buy directly from the growers. So a lot of the growers we grow, that we buy from locally, we deal with them directly along with the growers throughout the domestic United States. So like California, we deal directly with Driscoll. So, we're able to bring those back and then we do identify them in the stores. With the Good Acre program right now, like we have Door County cherries in right now, and they're signed with the Good Acre program and Door County. We also buy heirloom tomatoes from local growers through the Good Acre that we designate in the store.
So just, I'm going to digress just for a second. One of the people who texted on our talk and text line, again, 651-461-9226, says, "Hey, Governor, if you'll please give a shout out to the St. Paul Farmers Market and the vendors. I'm a regular shopper at the farmers market, and the vendors who have become my friends have said the numbers are down this summer. So encourage people to go out and support their local farmers." I would just support that wholeheartedly. We have been many times to the St. Paul Farmers Market, and there's other great ones around the Twin Cities too. But it's a great way to start your day, or even if you're a late riser, go a little later. It's in a convenient place. There's good parking. And they have fantastic fresh produce and other items at these farmers markets. So I would encourage our listeners to check those out, including the St. Paul Farmers Market.
Well, and I will say, when even going into the grocery store directly, a place like Lunds and Byerly's, it's fascinating that you speak about the direct sourcing, even when it's not local sourcing. That must give you an ability to do more quality control, make your own choices, so that what we do see there, it's not coming through a third-party vendor, and it's pretty amazing. I'm always in there for tips. There's helpful produce people in that section who will, pull alongside and give suggestions. But any suggestions for listeners for, what to look for, new types of produce, anything kind of surprising that you might, that we're not normally thinking about when we enter the produce section?
Absolutely. In the next 2 weeks, we have a late season California avocado called Morro Bay. It's grown in kind of the central coast, but closer to the bay, it actually has that cool nights, cooler days. It takes a little longer to grow these, and then they're hand-picked. They're just a really, really good avocado with really exceptional oil content, really creamy texture. And anything that tends to stay on the trees a little longer, you get a more intense flavor. The other one, too, would be, we just recently brought in these honey gold pineapples.
Yeah.
Very similar to that Morro Bay. This variety of pineapple, they grow it in a cooler climate. It grows a little bit slower, which allows those sugars to really bloom in there. So it really gives that exceptionally sweet flavor. Those are two that really stand out. And the one last one I would say, a lot of our customers probably have seen this for a while, but we have this Sweetest Batch program from Driscoll. They're like Sweetest Batch blueberries and raspberries and strawberries. They're a little higher priced, but they tend to have much sweeter flavor because they're varieties that they hold to a higher spec. They have higher Brix contents. They cost a little bit more, but the eating experience is exceptional on them.
You're listening to Noon to Three Show with Chad Hartman, although guest host today. We're talking to Rod Borden, who's the VP of Fresh at Lunds and Byerly's. Rod, those are some good examples. One question I did have for you, back when I worked in the produce department, it seems to me just overall the quality of the produce has gone up wildly over the last few decades. And I just, think about it as an obvious example. When I was in grade school or even otherwise, you'd get these red delicious apples that were basically like eating, plywood. And they were red and they looked good, but they tasted like, not very good. And now you have all these varieties of apples. They're 10 times better. And I think that's true for a lot of fruit and vegetables. What has changed over the last 20 or 30 years that has resulted in this massive increase in quality in what we're getting in the grocery stores?
Well, and I think a lot of that has just the development of new seed varieties. I think that has improved the quality of produce. I would even say for us, like Mary talked a little bit about it, for us, we do our quality checks at our distribution center. So we try to buy as close to what our consumer needs are as we possibly can to keep it as fresh as we possibly can. So I think from a perspective, grocers are getting better about handling their produce, along with growers are understanding which seed varieties are better quality, better flavor, last longer in the stores. I think all of that is kind of equating to a better piece of fruit or vegetable that you can buy in the stores.
Now, Rod, I don't want to put you on the spot, but you know, when I go to the grocery store, especially when it's corn season, and there's people who grab an ear of corn and put it in their bag and buy it, and then there's people who take all the ears of corn and peel it back and throw half of them back on the pile, you know, half peeled, and then nobody wants those. So, you know, is that just kind of a cost to doing business? And then other people, they have to touch like every peach in the pile before they buy one. And then I got to go up there and figure out now who just put COVID on the peaches at least a couple years ago. So is this a concern for you? Or when I was working in the produce department, we had people eat the produce, say they wouldn't buy it before, you know, they tasted it. And of course, we didn't prosecute them for shoplifting, for eating a peach or grabbing an apple. But you must hear about some of these strange customer behaviors.
Tim, it hasn't changed, but it's all part of doing the business. And so, you know, if our departments are constantly quality checking all day long to make sure only the best quality is out there. So, you know, if there's a lot of husks sitting on top of the corn or people have rejected the corn that's kind of sitting on the side, we go through and pull those off. And that's just part of doing the business because our value to our customers is maintaining the best quality all day long, so they're getting the best piece of fruit when they go home or vegetable when they get home.
Yeah, awesome. Well, my mom died when I was in 10th grade. My dad was a truck driver for most of his life, and after my mom died, there was a produce manager locally who heard about my family's situation, and he just gave me a job sort of right off the street and put me in on a Saturday morning, and it helped me pay for college and even get a little bit through law school. So I'm very, very grateful for that job, and I know you provide a lot of people good paying jobs and good opportunities to get started and otherwise. So thank you for all you do, and thank you for supplying absolutely. The Twin Cities with fresh vegetables and fruits and coming on today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
All right. That's Rod Borden. He's the VP of Fresh at Lunds and Byerly's, and this is the time of year to get some great vegetables and fruits. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about more news of the day on WCCO 830. We'll be right back. Welcome back, WCCO 830, noon to 3, Tim Pawlenty, Mary Pawlenty, and as guest host for Chad. And by the way, it's time to do a Lindus Construction time check. The time is, I got to put my reading glasses down so I can see the clock, it's 12:48. So that's the Lindus Construction time check. And by the way, it's time to defend your home from storms with LeafGuard gutters and GAF hail-resistant roofing, 75% off labor now through July 31st. So that's a good offer. All right. During the break, Dave, we were talking about something that Mary thought was disgusting, but I noticed you lit up sort of like
didn't
a Christmas tree.
I understand why she would feel that way.
Yeah, this has to do with the hot dog eating champion, Joey Chestnut, and one of his fellow competitors apparently coming to St. Paul to try to jointly eat 23.5 pounds of hot dog.
Let's go. And fellow competitor, a local, by the way.
Now, are they going to compete against each other or work together to eat the 23 pounds of hot dog?
Thankfully,
like a relay working, hot dog race. Or
thankfully
something.
Working together is yes. How I understand it.
So if you proportion that, what is that, like 12.5 pounds or so, a little more?
A little under 12 pounds each, I guess
yeah.
That would be.
Yeah, and have you ever seen the video of Joey Chestnut, the unquestioned world champion of hot dog eating, eat these things?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's,
the Coney Island hot dog every July 4th. Yes.
Yeah. As disgusting as it may be, it is impressive.
If you consider that a sport or in any way an athletic achievement,
yeah. Hey,
Michael Jordan, sit down. I'm sorry. This is the greatest athlete in the history of the world to be able to eat 60, 70 some dogs and buns in. I think they get 10 minutes for it.
Yeah.
And keep it all down.
Do you think afterwards they just. I mean, this is a little gross, but do you think they just go in the back room and throw up, like do a forced throw up kind of thing?
I know there's rules against that. I'm sure there's a time limit where, yeah, you know, after a certain amount of time, you're allowed to, we'll say, purge what needs to be purged.
No, I don't mean during the competition.
Yes.
I'm just saying, like, cameras go off. The
I'm
press
sure
conference
at some
is
point,
over,
yes, you have to.
Back behind the curtain and just, like, puke.
Oh, but yeah. So there's like, rules around it. I don't even have, like, there aren't even words. Like, are you serious? I mean, I recognize. I mean, there's always eating this, eating that kind of contest. But that's just, I mean, that's sad. I was going to say it's vile, but it's actually just sad, too. Oh, gosh.
Well, another interesting news of the day. Apparently, a mouse, David or Mary, did you hear about this? A mouse at Chuck E. Cheese, the mouse character, got arrested and taken out of a Chuck E. Cheese in full uniform.
Yes.
Yes?
I saw the photos.
And I didn't see the photos. What, yes. Describe it for us.
Well, the story is it was a credit card fraud situation.
Yeah.
A customer lost their credit card at Chuck E. Cheese. They realized they left it on a table or something like that, and then saw a couple purchases that they didn't make. So they traced it back, and they figured, oh, okay, that's the person that did it. So the cops showed up, tried to identify who it was, and at the time it was somebody that was like at the front welcoming customers in.
Yeah.
So they leave, they do whatever they need to do, they come back, and they get to the front, and they say, where's Joe or whoever it was? Oh, he's actually in the mouse costume right now.
And they take him out in the mouse costume.
So they walked back, and they tried to do it calmly. They wanted to, you know, get him in the back, get him to change out of the costume, and then take him out, but apparently he didn't want to go that way. Charles Entertainment Cheese decided to resist a little bit. And so they did what they had to do. They threw the cuffs on him, walked him outside, took there's a photo of the mouse head off the guy sitting on top of the cop car.
Was he yelling, this is BS, fake news, it's lawfare.
Exactly right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so it was a rough day for Charles Entertainment Cheese. That's not a way to go.
He fought back. It's like, what are you going to do, dude? Like, seriously? What are you going to run?
Well, he's got the whole animatronic band with him, right?
Yeah. I always thought Chuck E. Cheese, you know, but by today's standards, it's dated. But back in the day, when it was new and kind of a thing, I thought it was like Las Vegas for children. I mean, the bright lights, the clinking sounds, the characters, the music. I mean, you couldn't go in there without getting like your adrenaline going if you're a kid and put much, you know, throw them some sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Slice of pizza, jumbo, you know, soda. You got mayhem.
See, as a mom, I had a totally different reaction.
What was your reaction?
Because I couldn't always keep line of sight on the kids. So it drove me crazy. I mean, it made me nervous. It's like, what if you get some weirdo in there who, you know, is is trying to stalk the kids? And, you know, I do think they had like wristbands, or you're supposed to be careful, you know, coming in and going out. And, you know, they had some system in there supposedly. But I don't know. I didn't love it. I was not my fan. I shouldn't say that. Probably Chuck E. Cheese people wouldn't like that. I'm sure it's wonderful. I'm sure they've got strong systems in place at this time. It's all good. Don't fear the mouse. It's all good.
They do have systems. Believe me, I'm in full Chuck E. Cheese era right now with a 5 and 8 year old.
Yeah.
Having attended many birthday parties there already, not hosting any because that's not in the cards. We're not doing that. But it is still crack for children. It is still Las Vegas for children. They go nuts. They walk in there and the eyes get big and they just start running. They don't stop running. I swear, even while they're playing games, they're still running. And then the pizza and then the soda and then the cupcakes come out. And then they're still running. And then Chuck E. Cheese himself shows up and everybody starts dancing and they're still running. And then, yes, they have the system where at the door, I think everyone gets stamped or something. And your stamp as a parent has to match your kids.
Ah,
and
okay.
The whole,
okay.
I'm sure it's not foolproof. I imagine a slick thief could figure out a way to get around it. But it is nice that they do that because they didn't when I was a kid. They was, all right, yeah, we'll see you later. Hopefully that's your parent. I guess that's great. But the worst spot to be at Chuck E. Cheese has to be the prize counter.
Oh, yeah.
When you trade in the tickets.
Yep.
And you have the kids with, you know, 17 tickets, 112 tickets, and they have to take, you know, 5 minutes each, 10 minutes each, trying to add up, okay, do I want the ring and the Super Bowl? Okay, that count. What's that add up to? 35. Okay, so I got this many tickets. And come on, kid, just pick something. Let's go, kid. We would like to leave 12 minutes ago. Let's go. Come on, kid. Let's go.
Yeah.
You're going to forget about all this stuff by tomorrow anyway. Yeah. It's all ending up in the trash.
Well, let's switch topics. A little actual news again. Tim and Mary Pawlenty, Dave Harrigan, producer. The city of Minneapolis announced recently they're going to move ahead with plans to build an 8,000-seat amphitheater on what's called the North Harbor Terminal area on the river, and just north of downtown Minneapolis. And so I think watching a concert or a performance outdoors, looking at the river with the lights, could be a fantastic experience, assuming, you know, it's safe. Minneapolis has, some issues, we'll put it that way. But, you got to get people to want to come here and be here and be able to move around and not fear for their safety. And I think that's improved significantly from a couple of years ago, but still some challenges. But I think the idea of a facility like that on the river outside could be spectacular. What do you guys think?
I'm looking forward to it. I think that just sounds absolutely fabulous. And yes, I would come down to Minneapolis despite the issues you're noting, and I'm always a little cautious about that. But you and I both have said that, for example, the amphitheater at the Minnesota Zoo down in Apple Valley, I mean, what an incredible venue that is. Beautiful place to, just be, exist, yeah. And certainly to see an awesome concert. So I'll be curious to see, who they get, what kind of shows they have, and next steps. It'll be beautiful.
I'll be curious to see how they pay for it.
Oh, well, I don't know. Yeah, I was going to assume, significant ticket sales. I don't know. Is there a plan? Have you read about that?
I got to look into that a little more. Dave, have you heard how they're going to pay for it?
I don't remember, honestly. But it's nice. I mean, obviously, Minnesotans, during the summer, we ache to get outside. We'll do anything outside. If it's a nice night, let's go. We don't want to be cooped up because we have enough of that. But I think it's really exciting because Minneapolis and St. Paul, for as great as they are, we don't take advantage of the river nearly enough.
Yes.
I mean, it's there, it flows through, you get some paths, but there's so much that seems like it could be done to take advantage of what we have, this beautiful river winding through the Twin Cities, that we just kind of turn our back to in a lot of ways.
I almost think, now that you said that with St. Paul, I mean, this is my opinion, obviously, but, Minneapolis has its problems, and I could go on and about that, but St. Paul downtown is sad, I think, in many respects. They've got a couple key employers. If they ever leave, it's going to be lights out. And if the Wild game isn't going on or a baseball game going on, it's a very challenged place. So I almost wonder, from a regional standpoint, depending on who's going to pay for this, if it wouldn't benefit St. Paul more because they have more challenges, fewer amenities. I mean, downtown St. Paul is on the edge, I think, in terms of its future. And maybe this would be better suited in terms of redevelopment and energy to put it over there. All right. I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure this will play out. But they've got to redevelop that parcel north of downtown Minneapolis one way or the other. We're listening. You're listening to WCCO 830. Tim Pawlenty, Mary Pawlenty as co-host. When we come back, we're going to have another guest that I think you're going to like. Lucy Bach, who is with the National Loon Center. If there's icons in Minnesota, the loons are one of them, and we are the home to the new National Loon Center. We're going to talk more about that after this break on WCCO Radio.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.